Presidential campaign consultants are looking for new groups of swing voters, any demographic slice of the electorate that might be persuaded with a common message or theme. In the 2000 election, candidates tried to win over suburban women. They packaged issues like health care and education in hopes of persuading these soccer moms.
Now many candidates are seeking the votes of blue-collar men in the countryside. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports that several Democratic presidential candidates are doing everything they can to win over the NASCAR dads.
If you're looking for white rural male voters, the best place to find them is at a NASCAR rally.
There are some drivers who will be signing autographs,
NASCAR, the super popular stock car racing circuit, has 75 million loyal fans. Presidential candidate Bob Graham has sponsored his own NASCAR truck.
Hello, Bob Graham. How are you?
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good. Great. What's your name?
Ed Wills.
Hello, Ed. How are you doing?
Good.
Are you a truck fan?
Sure.
Yeah. They're going to be racing this truck.
Right. We saw him last week.
We watched it on the Speed Channel. We went there.
I'm a Ford fan anyway.
Standing next to his Graham for President truck, meeting voters at a pre-race rally in New Hampshire, is just about the best place Bob Graham could be if he's looking for this year's up-for-grab voters, at least according to Steve Jarding, the Graham campaign's senior strategist.
They are the largest block of swing voters in America today. A generation ago, the swing voters for 15, 20 years was in the suburbs. But they're no longer predominantly in the suburbs. They're actually in rural areas. And they're voters that tend to be disgruntled.
Once upon a time, these voters were loyal Democrats, part of FDR's New Deal coalition. But they drifted away in the 1980s when Republicans used social issues like abortion, gun control, and affirmative action to pry them away from the Democratic Party. Jarding thinks the pendulum is about to swing back.
What has happened, though, in the 20 years or so since, is that there are a lot of voters that have voted now for a generation for Republicans, but they haven't become Republicans. And in fact, they're looking around saying, wait a minute, I became a Republican maybe on a single issue, but you know what? Our infrastructure's falling apart. My kids still aren't staying here. We don't have jobs in rural America. Our water systems are bad. We're aging out here. And they're saying, wait a minute, we gave the Republicans a chance, and now maybe we'll take a look at a Democrat.
Until recently, Democrats thought they could win by running up big margins in urban areas among their base of women, liberals, and African-American voters. But that's not the case anymore. The base is not enough. Democrats have had to look elsewhere. So they've headed to the countryside to compete on historically Republican turf. Hillary Rodham Clinton and Charles Schumer both won New York State Senate races by doing well upstate. And in Virginia, Steve Jarding ran Mark Warner's successful gubernatorial campaign, which included a Warner-sponsored NASCAR, a bluegrass campaign song, and a Sportsman for Warner organization that stressed Warner's support for the gun rights of hunters without reversing his support for other gun control proposals. Jarding says he never tried to pass off Warner, a Harvard-educated high-tech millionaire, as a good old boy, but he helped Warner demonstrate that he respected the culture of rural Virginia and that he had a plan to solve its problems. In the end, Warner got 51% of the vote in rural Virginia, 15% higher than Democrats' historical performance. Can this strategy work for Democratic candidates in a presidential race? Democratic pollster Celinda Lake says it has to.
We absolutely can't win in 2004 without doing better among these voters. One, they're a blue-collar audience, and Democrats have been doing better with upscale voters, and their margins have been declining with downscale voters. They also tend to be a target particularly hard hit by the economy. And to the extent that Democrats are going to win, it's going to be in response to the economy.
Not everyone in the Democratic Party is convinced that it's worth spending limited resources on voters who are spread out geographically and much harder to reach than the party's big city base. But Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards, who Steve Jarding worked for before he switched to Graham, is making the problems of rural Americans a central focus of his campaign. This week, Edwards formally announced his candidacy in his hometown of Robbins, North Carolina.
I think I'm ready to be president. I'm the person that's best suited to take on George Bush because the people who grew up with me in a small town like this are the people that are being left behind by this president. But if we have me as the candidate from the South at the head of the ticket, I think we can compete everywhere in America, not just in the South, but everywhere, in small towns, rural areas, the places we have to compete to be successful.
Edwards has said that Democrats too often ignore rural America, acting like it's just some place to fly over between a fundraiser in Manhattan and a fundraiser in Beverly Hills. Political strategist Mudcat Saunders, who also worked on the Warner and Edwards campaigns and is now the national rural liaison for Graham, says Democrats do have a problem with rural voters.
I think, unfortunately, that the culture is such now that it's culturally unacceptable for a white male in the South to be a Democrat. You know, when white males, and I think this is a vast majority, think of Democrats, they think of wusses.
Saunders has made a career out of understanding rural Americans. He wrote the Bluegrass campaign anthem for Mark Warner, and he was one of the first to identify the political potential of the so-called NASCAR dads. He's convinced NASCAR is a political goldmine.
You know, I think that, you know, it was time, you know, for political candidates to get involved in NASCAR. I mean, NASCAR is a tremendous advertising medium, you know, over 75 million fans now. And, you know, the one number there that really stands out is that 3 out of 4 NASCAR fans buy the products they see at the track.
So, if it works for Budweiser beer, why not Bob Graham?
1.5 years of selling cars at the same dealership.
What dealership did you
run? In Lubbock, New Hampshire.
Okay, good.
But not all of the voters who pass by Graham and his truck understand the logic.
I got to ask the question of the week. Why did you sponsor a NASCAR truck, sir?
Because there are a lot of people who identify with NASCAR who feel as if they've been left out, that nobody knows or cares about them.
It's a unique way of getting attention. It was a little weird.
There's no evidence yet that the NASCAR strategy is helping Bob Graham's presidential prospects. He's still stuck in the low single digits. But it's likely that next year, Democratic candidates all over the country, including the presidential nominee, will be trying, just like Graham, to reach out to the kind of voters who love NASCAR. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.